Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome, everyone, to another deep dive.
Hey there.
Today, we're heading to Jamaica, specifically Port Antonio, or Porty, as it's often called. Mm. And it's so much more than just pretty beaches, isn't it? It's got this really deep history, incredible nature, and, well, a surprising link to global culture.
It really does. It's a fascinating place.
Yeah. So for this, we've looked at a pretty detailed Wikipedia entry, and also got some great insights from Just Jamaica and Jamaica.com.
Good sources.
Yeah.
And I think our goal here really is to cut through all that information.
Right.
And, you know, pull out the really compelling stuff. Help you understand why Port Antonio has grabbed
I found this next part really interesting. Fast forward to the 1880s. Lorenzo Dow Baker.
Ah, yes. Baker. He's a key figure.
He seems to have had this surprising double impact. Can you sort of
Porty even now.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely laid the groundwork for what came next.
The celebrity playground era?
Precisely.
So Hollywood discovers Port Antonio. When was this?
Destinations.
And the film connection just kept going, didn't it? It's been in so many things.
Oh, loads. Frenchman's Cove, for instance, they filmed Lord of the Flies there, both versions.
Photographers love it, too.
Oh, absolutely. Known worldwide by photographers as just this incredibly scenic, almost perfect place to shoot. It has this raw, authentic beauty.
most lovely port on Earth.
Twin Harbors, right. And specific spots. Mm-hmm. The Blue Lagoon is probably the most famous.
Definitely up there. The color of the water is just incredible. Really blue.
Why is it so blue? Is it just depth?
Depth is a big part of it, yeah. Mm. It's deep, like 60 meters, 200 feet.
Yeah.
And that depth, plus the light, it makes the color shift, sometimes turquoise, sometimes this deep sapphire.
Wow.
It was really cool. It was fed by both underground freshwater springs, which are quite cold, and the warmer seawater from the Caribbean. So you get these interesting temperature mixes.
That sounds amazing. What about waterfalls?
Oh, yeah. Port Antonio's got waterfalls. Mm-hmm. Reach Falls is a big one. Cascades down into this lovely river pool set in the John Crow Mountain. Purely for leisure. A slow, beautiful glide through the rainforest. It's almost a metaphor for Port Antonio itself, you know, that shift from work to pleasure.
That's it.
Fresh fruit and veg, spices, handmade crafts, wood carvings, paintings, you know, a real slice of local life.
I love markets like that.
Me too. And for more specific stuff, like fine... more chill. You might find live music at places like Gijam's Bush Bar or just relax at a beach bar. Mike's Supper Club probably gets the most energetic with that retro jazz vibe. It's not about... Exactly. Summer clothes work any time of year. Just be prepared for showers. Mm. They often pass quickly, though.
Good to know. Okay, so we've covered a lot. History, Hollywood, nature, culture.
places. Isn't it fascinating how a place that started as a naval defense point, you know, very strategic, very industrial, with a banana trade, how that place could transform into this globally recognized symbol of paradise, sought after by the super rich, but also by people just looking for something genuine and peaceful.
That's a great point. From the port and trying to Flynn and Frenchman's Cove.
Yeah.
What does that journey tell us about what we value in a place? Maybe about our own desire for places that feel, I don't know, untouched, authentic, even as the world changes. Something to think about.